Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it is the Migs cast. My name is Steve Migs. I'm here with my good friend Top Shelf. Also, the Million Dollar Man.
Okay.
The man who's about to get married but said, I will not leave Washington until I do the Migs cast. Truth. Mighty Reverend Enfuego. Soon to be the married Reverend Enfuego.
I know. I'm kind of scared.
We'll have to talk about that in a little bit. And also everybody's favorite mono, Nick, everybody.
I can't wait for tomorrow.
Tomorrow is a special day.
Yes.
And everything's coming together because before we started this podcast, there was a lot of marijuana talk. And then all of a sudden a light bulb went off in our head and we're like, oh, tomorrow's 420. We should talk about this on the podcast. That way we could have a special pot-themed podcast. The podcast. Does anyone do a podcast? Is that like...
Isn't that just Joe Rogan's podcast?
Solid point, yeah.
And then, like, yeah, getting Doug with High. And, yeah. I mean, like, I guess
nobody's just claimed ownership of the podcast.
Yeah, it's probably somebody somewhere.
Check iTunes. See if there's a podcast called The Podcast. You would think.
Yeah, at this point in time, there's so many other podcasts.
So we were, before we started the podcast, or today it's called The Podcast, our buddy Billy from Mary Mart, which is a fine recreational pot store in Tacoma. He swung by. He's like, hey, I want to drop off some stuff for 420. These guys didn't put the connection together that's why you swung by. They just said, yeah. Oh, he's just coming by to bring good cheer. And we got Kyle also from Mary Mart. It's nice to see you guys. And we're talking, and I'm like, why don't we just put you on the microphone and talk about some of the crazy stuff that's going on, because tomorrow is April 20th. And what did you bring for the fellas?
So we brought you guys our legal limit in joints, but it was only two joints, about the size of Toppy's forearm.
I thought it was one of the little baseball bats.
It's the size of a drumstick.
Like it's a 10-gram joint, yeah.
Like the instrument.
10 grams.
It looks like a prop from a Cheech and Chong
movie. Right!
It's not a toothpick, man.
The thing is gigantic.
Yeah.
It's almost the weight of a small child.
Do you guys call that the Ron Jeremy or the Dirk Diggler?
Dirk Diggler, yeah.
Yeah, I'll put you in the couch, this giant phallic thing.
Yeah, don't get too excited.
Yeah,
but
sativa blend and indica blend.
Okay, so like what? Like, obviously you can't smoke all that in one sitting.
You can try. It's good with friends, you know.
I'll
I mean, if you
go.
Have four, five, six people, you know, like, I mean, it doesn't hurt to try.
You'll be making that 911 call about how you've already died.
And yeah. Or was it Waka Flocka Flame? I think, didn't he just get in the news because he ate an edible and put him in the hospital?
Oh my God.
Well, see,
look it up. I think he was here because I saw our buddy JUI, you know, Steven.
Yeah.
He took a picture with him and he said, I guess the night before he had to go to the hospital because he ate an edible.
Get him 150 cc's of SpongeBob and Mountain Dew stat. All he really needs.
Yeah, a pillow and a comforter.
And I feel terrible, but Waka Flocka Flame, which is a ridiculous name, but he looks just like Richard Sherman. Like,
on point.
Honestly, I've seen a couple people, and it's a running joke now because some people goof on other people for saying that, but he legitimately looks just like Richard Sherman. So when I saw the picture with our buddy Steve, I'm like, whoa, where did he run into Richard Sherman? Yeah. And when did Richard Sherman get a bunch of tattoos on his hand?
And when did Richard Sherman dab out of his mind?
And when did Richard Sherman, when did he eat an edible and get hospitalized?
Yeah.
So do you have information about that?
Yeah. Yes, all of it's true. He did go to the hospital. He was in Seattle, and he consumed way too many edibles.
He was here.
Yes.
Yeah, because he had a show scheduled for tomorrow. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But here's the craziest thing.
You
he
use
hired
these as crutches.
A personal blunt roller 2 years ago.
Okay.
For $50,000 a year.
Whoa! We're in the wrong line of work.
Yes, it is. Industry's going huge.
Dude, you're making 50 grand a year just to roll his joints? Like, what's that? How was your day at work? Well, I rolled a bunch of joints, and I'm making good coin because of it. That's just...
How much weed does he smoke, though, if he's got to have someone on hand to roll joints?
It had
like,
to be
all
just
day. Is that a 40-hour week position?
Team, though. He probably rolls
there he is in the EMT.
People.
Is that him in the... Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, in the ambulance. Yeah.
He goes... And it's a post on his... Of course, he puts it on his Instagram, which is Waka Flocka. And he goes, oh, man, hashtag Seattle was too much last night. Hashtag non-GMO edibles and 20 or more blunts later. And then it looks like a little emoji of an ambulance.
You know, I think that's one of the funniest things, too, is we do get a lot of people coming in asking for non-GMO edibles and gluten-free.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got, like, almonds and things like that that people can get so they can be vegan and gluten-free, coconut
vegan
oil.
Vegan edibles?
Vegan edibles.
That is impressive.
A little bit for everybody.
And there is a podcast. But it's the Colorado podcast.
Oh.
So not just
so there's no podcast. Seattle podcast.
We need to do one with Waka Flocka Flame. Is there a way to get him to call in right now? Is he on Twitter? Can you tweet him and say, would you be willing to call in and chat with us about your pot experience or your edible experience? That would be awesome to hear
my
story.
My good buddy is a nurse, and one of his number one things that he gets in the hospital is elderly people taking edibles.
Right.
And they have to go to the hospital because they think they're dying, but they literally just put them in the lobby, put on SpongeBob, and bring them water for like the next 2 hours.
No
joke. He said that's literally what we do.
No.
So they just sit in the lobby, they bring them water, put SpongeBob on the TV, let them laugh for a while, and then they go home. That's called a marijuana overdose.
I laugh about it and we goof about it, but in college we called the campus nurse on me because we smoked a ton of weed and then we put on Toy Story and I had a panic attack. I don't know why, but something about the visuals just got to me and I started spazzing the F out after a huge bong rip.
Yeah, most
so
definitely.
My buddy Aaron called and I'll never forget, he's on the other end and the nurse must have been like, so what happened? He goes, he did a huge bong hit, we watched Toy Story and he's freaking out.
Yeah. It's that Pixar, man. It's too real,
yeah,
dude.
Pixar
right?
It is. It is.
We just had a little bit of one of these and then went to see the Jungle Book movie.
Oh, my God.
That will freak you out.
I've
Shere
heard
Khan
that's pretty
is
crazy,
evil.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
No, a movie was a terrible idea. This is our pod episode since we're talking about the movie. The Blair Witch Project.
Yes.
When I finally got it on. I watched it in the theaters twice and I thought it was just a really cool film. I know some people were upset because it wasn't real, which really makes you wonder about that person.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Was it real?
Sorry.
No.
And who's that guy that's like, damn it, this movie sucked because it wasn't real. So you want to watch a movie where people are getting killed for real?
Yeah.
That's fun for you.
That's where it's going.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I watched it then at home. I remember I was like, I'm going to smoke a bunch of weed and watch this. I bet it'll be even better. Just like everything, right, Nick?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It freaked me out. Like, all of a sudden, the dark apartment... Every noise of every neighbor walking by, I'm like, oh shoot, someone's coming to get me.
So you need to have a safety safe.
I turned it off.
There's always a safety safe, man. If you're watching a scary movie, like I said, man, SpongeBob's my go-to.
Okay.
We went and got all baked and went and watched, what's that movie, The Evil Dead, the new one, the remake.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Brutal. Very, very brutal. And the only thing I could think of halfway through that movie is, God, I want to go home and watch SpongeBob so bad. Like, that is my go-to feel good,
why
man.
Is Billy on YouTube on his phone watching SpongeBob?
It's movie's too scary, man.
Stop like, freaking the F out, man. That's why. So thank you for the ginormous joint.
Yeah, man. Use responsibly. Do right. the whole thing to yourself.
Like, yeah.
Moderation,
talk
man.
Talk to Nick about that.
Watch out, man.
Well, you can try, because I have.
I'll try.
And you'll get about halfway through before you start to cry, and then the reefer's going to dry your tears out, and then you'll start it up again. So.
Wow. Facts.
Perfect.
Facts.
Any crazy stuff going on for 420 over at your... So it's Mary Martin, Tacoma.
Mary Martin, Tacoma on 6th. Yep. Just
go there, imbibe, and then go to Trappers and do all you can eat.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah, God. That's exactly what you want to do.
I mean, it's like almost across the street.
No, it literally is. Trappers is right across
like
the street
corner,
from
right?
us. Yeah,
yeah,
we're across the street from the Tacoma Co-op, so we get a lot of healthy eaters in there, too.
And then there's also High Voltage Records.
High Voltage Records. We got... Drastic Plastic next door. If you want to do some good breakfast and do a wake and bake, go to Shaka Bra.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man, all that's what it's all about,
just
man.
Get high and never leave 6th Ave.
Yeah, you don't have to. It's all there.
Right.
There's a park you can walk through. You can fall asleep in it if you get too stoned.
Yeah, my band's practice space is right there if you want me to hit the drums for you. Dude, to help you bring you back down.
I brought you drumsticks right here, man.
I don't know.
3005 6th Avenue, Suite B.
Kyle, making it happen. Come see me.
Come see
and Kyle,
me.
Kyle, you're one of the butt tenders, right?
Yes, butt yes. tender. I'm head over marketing, creative director at Mary Mart. So
nice.
It's, definitely moving forward, man.
And I would imagine that you see all walks of life.
Every single walk of life you can think of, man. From athletes to lawyers to doctors to...
Actors to...
You've seen, you've had actors?
Yeah, yes. I can't say his name on the podcast.
Can we turn it off? If we turn the mics off?
If you turn the mics off,
all right,
can.
Turn the mics off. Barack Obama. Oh,
no way.
Yeah.
We got him to get the presidential OG Kush.
He's trying to get blue in every state.
I got high. I'm the president, and I got high.
Yeah. Trying to get the blue in every
but
state.
But yeah, man, 420 is coming up tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So, I mean, it's the biggest stoner holiday there is.
Yeah. What? Okay, for you, and I think we're going to do this as a topic tomorrow. So, like, you know, what do you, like, what is your stoner activity? Whether it be, like, certain movie to watch, a certain album to listen to, or anything. Well, what is your stoner activity?
My stoner activity, in all honesty, it's going to sound kind of weird, but I like to get really baked and go barefoot golfing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like disc golfing or no, like real golfing?
I like disc golf, but regular golf. I live next to a little par-3 golf course.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Flip off my shoes.
Like Chambers Bay. No shoes, no service, I thought.
Most of the time, they won't say anything to a guy my size anyways, but...
Right. We found Sasquatch. Yeah. I bet
there he goes.
The grass between your toes is just amazing.
It's the best grass there is. Not necessarily the one that we're smoking, but...
Yeah. We call it the finer greens
the
in life.
The finer greens in life.
What about you, Kyle?
My smoking habit, I would
on the microphone there.
It's more or less when I smoke, man. I like to constantly better myself. I do freelance graphic and web development right now. Really trying to get on point with my skill sets, man. I feel like I can grow from the time I smoke, man, to the time it starts to fall. That creative activity.
Yeah, you get creative.
Oh, my goodness,
man.
So
you're a sativa guy.
Hey, man, I'm sativa all the way. Me and Mrs. Cannon Coffee. You name it, I smoked it. Blue Mountain Dream. It's a special.
He's one of the only guys I know that gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning, does a wake and bake, and updates all the websites he runs.
Yeah.
Right. He's got to keep them.
Hey,
Blue Mountain Dream. Come check it out in the shop right now. I think it's going to be 15 for that gram, but no matter what altitude you start smoking at, it's going to put you at the top of that mountain. Blue Mountain Dream, guys. Nice. Come check it out.
All right, let's go around the room. Toppy, what's your stoner activity?
I like to turn on the NFL Network and then forget it's on. I don't pay attention to the TV, but it's on. And then I just like fart around the house and play with all my toys.
Yeah.
I video got lots games, of toys. Obviously. So would
wash
be...
the car or something like that.
Yeah.
play pool against yourself.
A pool, definitely. Billiard activity going on.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm the best at that.
I still think I'm old school in that. Throw on some headphones and listen to whatever album is like, I think would like, I guess right now, like if I was going to do it, it would be like the Baroness record or Alt-J is always like, I would imagine be like the ultimate like stoner, just zone out and listen to the music in your headphones and hear that stereophonic.
So
experience.
What is like, if I'm going to ask you this. So what music would you prefer? Like if you're going to listen to music while you're stoned, like who are you listening to?
Baroness definitely would be it. Okay. Like stoner rock.
Stoner
Queens
rock,
of the Stone Age. Yes, here we go.
I'm like the only guy that listens to Harry Belafonte when I get stoned.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Weird.
Shake, Sonora, and then you take a couple chirps and you're good to go.
What about like Sinatra's and just like
dude,
all
like,
the crooners?
I put it on Pandora Radio, Harry Belafonte Radio, and just listen to like everything, man. You try not to just like smoke and move around. It's perfect.
Wrestling, of course, that's another great activity.
So there if we walk into your shop and Harry Belafonte's on the speakers, we know
guaranteed
who to blame.
That's what you'll be listening to.
You guys,
we don't listen to reggae or anything like that in our shops. Like, we like totally break down what it is to be like the stoner stigma.
I think that's
like,
smart, though.
Yeah, you come in like my Lori, who's my aunt. She's actually one of the bud tenders up there. She usually plays funk music all day. So we got James Brown going most of the mornings. Coming at night, and then they put on Will Smith radio, and that's what we're listening to.
Well, because like, I go to speaking of trappers, what I love about trappers, the music they play is like just stuff that you would listen to on the radio, like just whether it be top 40, whether it be rock. I hate going to those the sushi places that are trying to be authentic, and it's like the weird, obnoxious like Asian music.
Ambient
that
sounds.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. What is that, a koala?
It's like, this is making me on edge, man.
Whale noises and birds chirping. doing stuff.
Rev, what about you? What's your stoner activity?
A lot of video games, like you've already said, but right. like any of that, the menial BS, you know, doing laundry, doing any of like dishes, like doing that stuff.
Listening
I can actually
to your future wife.
Yeah, doing those things that Blue she Mountain needs Dream. Me to do. Yeah, and since we're moving down to a house, now I'm actually looking forward to mowing the lawn.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, yeah.
Just because I'm going to be like, I'll be okay with doing it now. Because before I hated it, but that was like last time I did it was when I was like 10.
It's actually very therapeutic.
Yeah. Especially when you're stoned. Yeah. You have that joint when in your hand the whole time, man, and just chirp and have the headphones on.
Yeah. When I was in Linwood, I had a front lawn and a back lawn, and I mean, I had to mow that damn thing, and I hated it. But as soon as I started smoking pot and doing it and putting on the tunes, it was like, I can't wait to get outside. No one's talking to me. It's just me.
I'll purposefully like cut the lawn, like I'll leave the lawnmower all the way up, cut it once, smoke another joint, cut it lower.
Oh, geez.
Smoke another joint, cut it a little lower. Just because it is that much fun.
You guys, what time do you guys close?
So we open at 9 a.m. Uh-huh. We close at 10 p.m., but on Fridays and Saturdays, we're open till 11.
You guys should show wrestling there.
Dude, I have a football-shaped TV in there. My DVD player's out of commission, but I will play wrestling
all the time. I think, you know, because I know you guys have tried to, you're establishing it so it's like a social place to be.
Yeah.
In addition to just going to buy some marijuana products.
You're supposed to be able to just come and hang out. It's like going to your buddy's house to buy weed back in the day, but it's less sketchy and there's no annoying people inside. So you get to just get your weed and leave. We're not going to make you smoke with us and pinch some of your sack. No, it's done.
And you actually have weed. Because sometimes I went to my buddy's house to get weed and they're like, I didn't know you wanted weed. I'm like, I gave you the code word.
And you have about 50 options too. Like you don't get to get just what your buddy has. Like our chalkboard that we have, our menu, I think we have about 50 different strains in, and that's just in bud. We also have about 35, 40 joints that we carry. Yeah. Edibles, there's too many to count.
Nick can't stand right now. He's so excited.
Yeah, man.
Is there an expensive
sample?
Is there an expensive? I can at my buddy's house?
Well, we do quality control, but you can't really do it there.
I know.
But there's a bud. I've tried.
Is there a high level, like a gram that's like $60 or something?
So
like
there is Cadillac a $25 gram. There's a $25 the gram, but it's infused with cannabis oil and keef. It's called caviar.
Oh, so it's like super.
Oh,
bud,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's like the finest
rappers
way to do it.
Rappers sing about that.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
You know that strain of weed is legit when rappers are singing about
exactly.
Yeah, man.
But we try to get, as far as I'm concerned, man, I would love to have every gram at $5 because it just shouldn't be too crazy. So, like, that's what we're working towards. Like, if we get a good deal on it, you're going to get a good deal on it.
Every
so, every single time. So, like, we have stuff right now that it's supposed to be $18 a gram. I'm doing it for $12 just because.
Yep.
Nice.
We got a good deal, and I'm going to make sure everybody else gets to try it too.
Nick, I got to ask you, I'd be remiss to ask you what, I mean, basically everything you do all day long is your stoner activity, but what's your favorite activity to do when stoned?
Everything.
Thank you.
No,
smoking weed,
baseball, disc golf,
yeah, all of those things. Yeah. Yeah.
Fantasy sports,
yes.
Fantasy sports that allows me to see the Matrix a little bit better,
that's
I believe.
Nice.
Well, see, we have a joint we got called a Tommy gun, and it was it's like a third of the size of these Jupiter joints, but they only have it's got keef. Cannabis oil on top of weed. It's like a 36%. Yeah, it packs a hell of a punch.
Wow.
And we did that for our fantasy football draft. Me, my dad, and six other people. And I lost really, really bad. I totally forgot like who I was picking. Like, it was just the worst fantasy football year for me ever.
Why is he taking his shoes off and standing on the lawn?
Yeah. Listening to Harry Belafonte just kind of rocking, man. Like, that's
one thing I can't do, though, is like slicing vegetables or fruits.
I can't do that sober.
Because I sliced the tip of my finger
okay.
off. Yeah.
That's right. And you were baked when doing that.
Yeah.
That probably sobered you up quick.
Very quickly.
You guys got anything that could help him with that?
Like, I have it's called cannabidiol. It's the medical part, and it's a patch form, and you can put that right on your owie, and you'll be fine.
There you go. And if not, smoke that giant joint, and you'll forget you even cut your finger.
Right. Very true.
Yeah, it won't even matter.
Very true.
Well, thank you guys for bringing us the gig.
Thank you guys so much for having us. Much
Happy
appreciated.
Happy 420.
Yeah. Happy 420 to you guys. Smoke responsibly.
Smoke responsibly.
Have a DD if you're going to be driving around.
What was your name again? Man,
who's this?
Yeah. How's my driving, man?
You're parked. I think we're parked, man.
Yeah, you guys coming on the podcast, brah.
Littering and
definitely come.
Littering and
be sure to go to Mary Mart. Say hi to Kyle. Say hi to Billy.
Come see us. It's good vibes all the time. You could almost say it's a family environment if your kids are grown because it's 21 plus. Guys.
Yes.
21 plus.
You can bring your 21-year-old son.
Yes, exactly.
Daily specials Monday through Friday. All sorts of specials. Ladies' night. You get 10% off from showing up four to close on Wednesdays. Sure, senior discount days on Thursdays, so pick up grams to come pick up some grams.
Where's the guys discount?
Valued
ladies
citizens
get discounts at bars and pot shops.
Nice.
It's just every dude smokes, man. You're already coming in there getting a deal. You can look at all the pretty girls coming in there.
Their entire lives by the time they're able to pay
I just brought
it.
You two giant joints, man. You should be happy.
You're being treated. You just got treated like a bitch. Stop bitching.
Happy Ladies Day to you.
Come in and see me, man. I'll give you 10% off.
Nice.
Well, right on. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you guys for having us. Much appreciated.
You know, it would have been a fun activity to do while Stone and Rev, you could attest to this.
Pie eating contest.
Oh, God, yeah.
No.
Or an all-you-can-eat Buffalo Wild Wings endeavor.
Oh, yes. My gosh. Oh, there's going to be a B-dub close by, too, when I get to when I move to Tacoma.
That's a good one, too.
Oh, yeah.
That one's legit, right by the Nordstrom's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But you know what? Go to see Brent Omaker in the rodeo.
Dude.
Could you imagine if you...
I can't imagine. Oh,
you were stoned.
I wasn't. That was an amazing show. I didn't know what to expect because the only other time I've ever seen Brett Omaker was with Android Omaker,
which is a little bit different.
Super weird.
Yeah.
And we knew going into that was going to be super weird, but seeing him, first off, for the 10th anniversary show, it was like
nice video tribute to my old bud and Brent's close friend Sugar.
Yeah, that
which was really cool.
That was really touching, and then just seeing this nihilistic country band going up there and just kicking ass.
Best part
just
for me,
rocking so hard.
Johnny Nails, who was on, he was, you know, you think country band, and they do it up big. Like, they got the black hats, the black suits, just like in the picture that we posted online.
Mm-hmm.
But up there on guitar, Johnny Nails rocking it with one of those flying V top. He would have loved it, like straight out of like Judas Priest.
Nice.
Which I thought was just a funny, you know, weird diversity, because you don't expect a country guy to be just jamming and just shredding on a flying V guitar.
And it was so cool. I mean, this is the weirdest thing to ever say, but I watched a guy completely shred a xylophone solo like I've never seen, and it blew my mind.
Jacques is unbelievable on that.
It was
on that vibe.
So cool.
Everything, that band is just so interesting to watch. And then, of course, you got Brent, who is, like, I went with my buddies from the Donkeys, Munson and J-Mac.
Yeah.
And both of them looked at me at some point and go, "We need to go out drinking with Brent." And I'm like, yes, trust me. Going out drinking with Brent is a blast. And they didn't even never talk to him. All they were basing that on was his onstage demeanor, which is just, there's something about Brent that you just can't put into words, but it's out there and it's awesome.
He controls the audience and he has so much fun. Baptism by Whiskey was one of the greatest things I'd ever witnessed.
Yeah, they haven't done that in forever. Toppy, you'll love this. So what they do is they have like multiple trays of shots of whiskey on stage, right? So while they play their song, "Bring me the whiskey, I need a drink. They do a whiskey baptism, okay, which basically means anybody who wants a shot of whiskey needs to work their way to the front of the stage. Tilt their head back and open their mouth. No hands.
Yep, no
and
hands.
Brent will just dump the shot of whiskey in their mouth.
Baby bird style.
Yeah, he even called it.
Yeah, he said baby bird.
Let me baby bird you.
Well, he doesn't drink it first and then spit it in there. That would be extra weird. Yeah, that would be.
Although I feel like he still would have got many people to be willing to take a shot.
That's alcohol. Hey, I would have done it. Kills the germs.
Yeah. Right. And it might come down a little bit slower than just dropping a shot of whiskey on someone's mouth. Oh, that was great.
Was there some epic fails? Like some...
Couldn't tell.
It would be funny because every once in a while, Brent would go, "Oh, sorry, I thought more of that would get in your mouth." Like, there was a couple where he apologized.
In my nose! It's in my nose!
I was trying to get J-Mac to do it. We were trying to get him closer and closer, but it was just, obviously just a giant...
Everybody wanted to do it.
Right. Yeah. A free shot of whiskey, man. You know how expensive that is these days at
heck
the bars.
Yeah.
That was a funny thing I witnessed. So the bar... Brent at one point says, "I want some drinks," or something like that. So the bar, on top of it, the bartenders were awesome. They start pouring him some drinks. They were just going to hook him up with some drinks on the stage because he asked for it, right? Well, some guy, right before they get brought up onto the stage, goes, "I'll pay for those." I'm like, me and Munson and Jay are looking at him like, dude, they were going to be free. Like, why?
And the bar's like saying, "All right, cool.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks."
So he buys them, and then I think he wanted to have the opportunity to bring them to the band.
Yeah.
So he brings them up on stage and they give them to the xylophone player, the vibes player. And then the guy just stood there until he got acknowledgement. by Brent that he bought those drinks, which right. I thought was because like so everything's
are they
going
in the middle
on.
Of a song?
No, they're like in between songs.
Okay,
but all of a sudden he's still standing there, and then I think the vibes guy looks at him and then goes, "Oh, he wants." So then Jacques goes over to Brent and whispers something in his ear, and then Brent's like to thank Johnny for hooking us up with these drinks. I'm like, wow, he paid like $60 just so he could get his name.
Did
set
the
on.
Applause sign go too?
Right, power. Then on top of it, the highlight, Toppy, you missed it because I know you would have loved it.
Oh my God,
he brought his burlesque dancer, Bunny.
Nice.
Oh, Bunny. Bunny's a Toppy girl.
Yeah, she
curvy
is.
And hot.
She is curvy, but in the most hot. Beautiful way. She is so hot. Her
tatted
tattoos
up.
Are ooh. So amazing, and then with the tattoos and tassels, man. Woo.
Yeah,
like she was. Yeah,
dude,
took
was
it off
naked.
And tasseled it out and was spinning them around. She knew how to shake it.
It's so funny that that is deemed fine in an establishment because she had tassels. Like just as long as you don't see nips,
yeah,
it's fine.
It's so ridiculous.
But we were there and we're just all like everybody's jaws dropped. And someone I think in our crew looks and goes, "I want to go to a strip club right now." Because it's like,
here you go, vibes yeah. are going.
Of course I do too. This is amazing.
Yeah,
but man, the show was phenomenal. Only one, I had a one weird moment. It was when I walked away from you.
Oh, okay.
So we were hanging out with Rev for most of the night, right? And then during the whiskey baptism, we were trying to get J-Mac to go get a shot.
Yeah, so you kind of moved up a little bit closer.
So we moved up a little bit closer, and now we're just kind of maybe there's 10 people in front of us from the stage, and we're enjoying the song and hanging out. All of a sudden, I feel somebody just kind of like backhand me against the hip. And I'm like, the hell?
Oh, someone getting a little goose action.
So
going
I turn
on.
Around, it's a chick. And she's like, the way that the Neptune's set up, it's like there's mostly just a standing room area.
Nectar.
But then there's also like a bar, like tables
mm-hmm.
and like giant high-rise stools. And she's sitting on one of those. And so I turn around. She goes, "Can you move?" I'm like, why?
Nope.
And she's like, "You're too tall." I'm like, at that point, I was like, I don't feel like having this conversation. So I'm like, I'll
turn
try.
Back around.
So I turned around and I moved like 2 feet over to the most without crushing the person next to me.
Yeah.
So now I'm watching more of the song and I'm feeling it. I'm having fun. Against my ribs again. "Can you move? I can't see." And I look at her and finally I'm like, "You're sitting down."
Yeah.
And she's like, "So?" I'm like, "If you stand, you can move and see." I can't.
Confrontation Steve.
I'm trying to be nice. Yeah. And I look, and she's got a boyfriend. I'm like, crap, this is not going to end well.
That's okay, because you brought two boyfriends, right?
That's true.
And they got me no and Michelle.
They're
me and
crazy.
Michelle will totally jump in, man. We got your back.
Rev even said when I first saw him, he goes, "I feel like fighting tonight, man."
Uh-oh.
I feel
totally.
Like fighting.
Totally.
And then and Michelle, Michelle goes, "I feel like choking bitches."
She did.
What?
I know, right? It's really weird.
It's that marriage vibe or something.
It must have been the marijuana that they smoked.
Totally.
Yeah, that split personality thing, right?
It happens. Yeah. So now I'm like, "Yo, I can't move anymore. I'm sorry, but you should stand." She goes, "I've been sitting here for 3 hours." And I'm like, "Okay." And she goes, "I stood earlier. I don't feel like standing." And I'm like, "Well, I don't know what to tell you, lady. I'm
Welcome
really
to the
sorry.
Show.
But like,
yeah,
this is a concert.
Stop assaulting me."
Right. Stop touching me. And also, if you notice, everybody is standing in front of you. I can't help it. You know,
concert with reserved seats.
Like, I would do everything in my power. Usually, when I go to a concert, I try and be towards the back of a venue so I'm not that guy. I find great joy in leaning up against the soundboard typically. So that way, there's nobody in behind me and I'm not that guy. But in this situation, I couldn't do anything other than stand there. Oh. And finally, 2 minutes later, she gets up and starts dancing. I'm like, why, who are you?
She's not tired anymore, Steve.
And then her man, like I thought, okay, well, is this going to get weird? He puts his head down throughout the entire exchange. Like, he
yeah,
was embarrassed.
He doesn't want to deal with that.
No.
Yeah.
And, like, I was not being disrespectful. It wasn't like I was like, "Too bad, bitch." Like, it wasn't like anything like that.
Yeah.
I was just like, when I said, "Well, you're sitting down. Of course you can't see. What do you want? Do you want all of us to sit on the ground so you can look over us?"
Oh, man. I remember that chick and that dude. They were dancing.
The guy with the beard?
Yeah. Like, he was having a good time once that was all done, and they got dancing. She got back into the groove of stuff, so it was kind of cool at that end. But, dude, like,
Like, have fun.
Yeah, it's that weird entitlement of that. I'm sitting down, so you have to be accommodating to me.
Man. And the funny part is, we were planning on going right back towards the bar area, like behind them after that song.
Not now, bitch.
Yeah. No, we're posting up for the rest of the show.
I was willing to stay there until she finally got up and started moving around. And I'm like, let's go back and go where we were supposed to go.
Yeah.
Like, I was at that point just being a dick for being a dick's sake.
Oh, totally.
But she deserved it.
Yes.
She deserved the dick attitude.
Is that Bunny?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, she's great, right? She even at one point, because she came on twice to do dancing,
yep.
And the second time she put the tassels and she suctioned them to her ass and then shook her ass so they spun the tassels.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, God, I did not. It was really great.
She's very talented.
She is very talented.
And she's been with the band for a while, too. She's done a few of their performances. The Triple Door Show, yep. She was there. And
cool.
Yeah, they were awesome. If you ever have a chance to see Brent Omaker in the rodeo, and it was cool to bring a couple of my buddies who I know, like, they like country music, like pop country music.
Oh,
but I'm
okay.
Like, hey, guys, I know I told you this is a country band, but it's like old school and it's kind of weird.
Yeah, this is throwback.
You know, like, I thought, oh, they're going to look at me like, why are we here? You know, you don't know. Like, I love Brent and his music, and everyone that I know that has heard it enjoys it, but you just don't know when you're taking somebody. But man, by the time they were having so much fun, they wanted to get the records. It was a great testament to how awesome Brent and his band are up on stage.
They are, and it's just they're great showmen. Like everybody up there,
yep.
I just love the fact that the drummer is standing. Yep. Like it's kind of cool. Like I didn't really expect
yes.
that. You never really expect to see that
because all he has is a bass drum and a snare drum.
Okay,
there's
yeah.
no cymbals. There's no toms. All he's doing, the beats are all done with just brushes.
That is cool.
It's
a fun stripped down sound, but it's still there's so much life into all the stuff. And they got so many people on stage anyway. There's a bunch going on.
It's weird because it's like you say that and you're like, well, then he must not like be that great of a drummer. But the drummer is a phenomenal drummer.
Yeah.
To be able to make just two drums interesting for a full collection of songs and make it so that you're not hearing like the same beat every time, which is very hard to do. He nails it, and he's a very talented drummer. He's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, that's one of those. I'm really glad to have seen it, and you know, I definitely gonna want to catch more Brent Omaker shows.
Yeah, hopefully they do more. He said that's the only one for 2016.
Whoa!
So, yeah, we got to see something special.
Wow, special.
Toppy, you were too busy slamming people, weren't you?
Was it Saturday night?
Yeah,
yeah. I was at the demo derby down at the Puyallup Fairgrounds. Excuse me, the Western Washington Fairgrounds.
Get it right, man. Show some respect to my neighborhood.
Right.
How was the crowd for that one, dude?
It was pretty good. It wasn't completely packed, but there were people sitting all the way in the top. So, you know, it was 70-80% packed. And,
cool.
It was a great night weather-wise.
Oh, and so nice.
There was a guy, you guys remember Alicia, rock girl Alicia?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From, was it 2 years ago now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, she has a brother that is into racing, and he's now found the Monroe people who is putting on this thing, and he's getting into their world and making cars and stuff. He comes out and does like a burnout. Like the very first thing they do is they bring all the cars out, line them up, and then they do which one is your favorite visually car by applause.
Yeah.
He comes out, he just stands on the gas, and then his wheel shoots off. Because his axle broke.
Oh, no. Oh, that wasn't intentional.
Yeah. Oh, no. So he's
holy
done.
Shoot.
He got to play for about 2 seconds.
Wow.
And I'm the MC, right? So I have the PA mic. And so I'm interviewing him. And I'm like, it looked really good from there to here. And you can still win the look contest. So good luck. But
he's MMA kid that like trained for months and months and months to finally have his first fight in front of a bunch of people. He's at like, you know, the Emerald Queen, finally got his debut, and he gets choked out in 5 seconds.
First punch just ducks, takes him out.
Yeah.
So, and it was, you know, I'm looking for the comedy in it, and I'm entertaining the crowd and everything, and I'm looking at his face, and he's just devastated.
All that
he
work.
Was so bummed. I felt bad for him. But
he had that adrenaline rush for like 5 seconds.
I know. He's like, well, I have a car for tomorrow, because they did it on Sunday, too. But
Don't bust that axle.
His misfortune was funny.
Oh, yeah. I hope that he could look back on it and enjoy it. Because somebody filmed it.
A little bit later.
The crowd thought it was great. He got a huge cheer for it.
I mean, you could fit that entire experience on Instagram.
Yeah.
In 15 seconds,
you
right?
You could, yeah. Snapchat.
Hey, I want, before we do the voicemails, the emails, and the text messages, this is so trippy. So, remember how we were getting a lot of texts and tweets and other social media correspondents saying, I spotted John Cena in Puyallup.
That's right.
Well, he was in town because he was filming a television show that was going to be on Fox called American Grit.
Yeah.
Well, the show just debuted last week, and it's freaking awesome. Have you guys watched it?
I think I watched a clip of it today, and I really want to watch more.
So the whole premise, it's Top Heel like it because it's kind of got a little bit of a Survivor feel to it, but it's a reality show that's unique. They got like 12 competitors,
okay,
and they break them up into like teams of four, and their leader is like a military person like that, and they help them go through all these challenges, and it's like, and if somebody's not, you know, whatever team wins the challenge that episode doesn't have to risk losing a player. The other three teams, their military leaders pick who they think should go into like this ultimate endurance test at the end of the episode. So we're watching it because I'm like, God, John Cena's in it. You know, finally we can see him.
There he is.
And it's weird seeing him.
Look at that.
My wife thought it was weird when I said this, but I didn't think it sounded weird until it came out of my mouth. I was like, it's kind of weird seeing John Cena with pants on, isn't it?
I was thinking just clothes in general.
My wife's like, so what instances are you watching him without pants? Yeah. I'm like, that's shorts.
Every other one.
Yeah, he's wearing shorts. Come on.
Those aren't pants.
Come on, babe.
I can't see his bulge.
Yeah. I don't like it when I can't see his bulging pecs.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, he's the host of the show.
Does he wear wristbands?
No. Maybe underneath his long sleeve shirt.
Right.
He does a great job as the host. I really dig it. But here's the crazy part.
Okay.
There's a contestant on the show that I know.
What?
Really?
A guy I used to play hockey with quite a bit. Like, he would come out to, like, when we'd go play our noon drop-ins in Tacoma.
Okay.
This guy, who we called Hollywood, is on the show, and he's known as the Hollywood Trainer. Like, you know how everyone's got, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And
yeah.
You know, the jacked-up wife, or, the built mom, or whatever. He's the Hollywood Trainer because he moved to Hollywood.
He really did move to Hollywood.
To be a trainer. But he does training around here, too. Like, I know some people that, like, actually, like, you know him? And I'm like, yeah, I've played hockey with him. And nice enough guy, a little full of himself. Mm. But, you know, I think you got to be when you're, like, in that kind of, like, he.
Well, when you're the Hollywood Trainer.
To put it in perspective, one time he brought somebody to the rink to film him playing, and this is just a drop in. And whenever he would score or do something cool, he would go up again, like he'd skate up to the camera and go, dun dun dun, dun dun dun.
Wow.
It's like his Kenny Powers, like, NHL reel.
Awesome.
And he didn't do it to be funny. He did it because he's also, if you go online and look up, like, Man Jumps Car, Chris, I think Kruger's his name. Like, there's a video of him jumping over a car to a rap song that he wrote. Called, like, we're in Tacoma, the city with the evergreen aroma. It's like,
are you sure his name isn't Hot Rod?
I know.
Like, this is the things that I would expect from the Lonely Island parody.
He's also the guy, like, he once purposely gained a crap ton of weight just so that he can lose it to show that it's not difficult. But anyways, good for him. Like, all of a sudden, like, he's got his career going, he's doing his thing, and I did not expect it. All of a sudden, I'm like, that guy looks familiar. And then all of a sudden, his name shows up on the screen, and I'm like, no way. So I grabbed a couple of clips, of course. So here's a clip of when he first introduces himself, and I think it really does encapsulate his attitude and his vibe of being this cocky trainer guy.
I'm Chris Kruger, and I'm a strength coach to the stars, and I help those great people to be even better. I am not content to be normal. Normal people are weak and stupid.
Rude. Sorry, he's off my Christmas card list.
He gets into it like an argument with, you remember that chick?
Is that him?
Yes, that's him.
Dude, yeah, he got ripped apart.
Oh, you saw the whole episode?
I saw that part. That's the part going around.
Right. And we'll get that in a second. So,
sorry.
No, it's good because it's like I've never experienced, it was so surreal watching John Cena lay into somebody that I know. like go off on him.
How did you feel about it? I mean,
it was awesome.
Okay, yeah. I was like,
I don't dislike the guy. I think the guy's a decent enough dude. Like, I don't know him well enough to formulate a serious opinion. He came off like a jerk on this show, but you know how people are.
And it's one of those. I mean, he's called Hollywood. He's going for a certain thing there.
Right. And I mean, because the whole time I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, how are you going to try and attract new clients by being such a jerk? But then it's like, oh, well, he's getting remembered. You know, do you guys want me to? Well, let's first get into. So, like I said, they have a military leader. His leader is this female Marine, like badass, been around for a while. They have some kind of a challenge where they got to try and like move this giant log. And I know, right?
I did that this morning.
And yes, you do that. And I don't think you need strings in your situation.
Usually not.
Well, anyways, he didn't necessarily agree with her way of instructing them on how to do it. And he calls her out. Like,
no.
So he's a civilian. That's the whole premise of this.
Yeah.
Civilians being trained by military people to see who's the toughest, who can last the longest, and all that crazy crap. So here he is calling out his war veteran Marine leader for being a bad leader.
My takeaway was, we can't trust you.
You can't trust me. Why is that?
You gave us the worst signal that only made us slower.
Uh-huh.
You told us to pull the log between our legs. The obstacle is designed to use the rope.
What was your takeaway? Is there anything in that challenge that you could have done different?
I will take ownership.
Oh, so you do take ownership now.
I'm not blaming you. I'm saying I blame myself for listening to you. I should have taken the lead earlier. I cannot trust you. You gave us bogus advice, okay?
Pause
and then we're talking about...
I said pause. Pause on that.
Okay.
Wow.
And then, like, when they're in, like, the whole thing, so, like I said, like, their team lost. She, of course, picks him to go into the challenge at the end.
So is it a one-on-one challenge or a one-on-one?
You got three people.
Three in the end, okay.
And it's kind of a cool thing. You don't get voted off.
Right.
You get kicked off the show by quitting. So they put you through an endurance test that is, like, so extreme that eventually somebody has to quit.
Wow.
And, like, so, for instance... if you care about the show, I might be spoiling it, so you might want to like put it
fast forward 30.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I thought you were talking
and the
to
podcast.
Me personally.
Go watch it. Come
so,
back.
So I mean, there are people listening, right? Do you guys care if I spoil
it
for you?
No, go for it.
So, anyways, the final challenge then is
God.
You got to hold this rope that has like a third of your body weight on it in a sack. So you're holding this rope that has like a sack, and you got to hold it for however long.
Yeah.
So originally you can hold it with both hands, and he's just being a total d-bag.
Yeah.
Like doing like pulling it in. Oh, it's so easy. Yawning. Well,
wasting
the other two
energy.
Guys, a female and a dude, are both like, yeah, intent. And they've got, and your military leader can like be there in your ear, like just phase him out. His military leader, of course,
she's
is
out,
just,
yeah.
She's like, keep your head in the game. Come on.
Yeah.
Keep your head in. And he's just like, this is so easy. Then they go, okay, now only hold it with one arm.
Yeah.
Now it's 40 minutes has gone by where they're all holding it. And all of a sudden, it's like the rope is getting further and further to the end of his hand. And the other two are not moving at all. They're like robots. And he's just trying to be Mr. Cool Guy. And all of a sudden, he went from being Mr. Cool Guy to being...
Mr. In Trouble Guy.
Mr. And then he went to being Mr. I Just Got Eliminated Guy.
First. That's the worst.
So
later,
Hollywood.
He's gone forever?
He's out, which sucks because he was the most entertaining person on the show. Whether or not you like him, that guy's television gold because he was just like unfiltered douche.
Yeah, you
da-na-na,
just...
Da-na-na.
Seriously, just send him to death. Just
so
do that.
Before the final challenge where he gets eliminated, John Cena pulls aside the three final people to have a conversation. So Cena lays into this guy for how much of a jerk he was being to his military leader. And here's the audio.
There is no way for me to possibly question your athletic ability. For me, your character may be in question. Your mentor is a gunnery sergeant in the United States Marine Corps. When you turned 10 years old, she was in boot camp kicking ass with men. When you were getting your driver's license, she was in Iraq in combat. And she was responsible not only for her own life, but the safety of more than 1,000 Marines. In 2008, while you were discovering yourself, your mentor was being awarded by the United States Marine Corps and the White House you sleep under a blanket of freedom that she has provided for you.
Number one, I did question her leadership skills because they were in question.
Okay, please finish.
If you're a football coach and you keep running the wrong play, you go to the coach and you say, we need to change this and this.
You got a problem with your coach from now on. Don't talk to your coach in front of the team. I think you owe T an apology. I do hope Chris comes back. He has the maturity level of a child, and I think this competition would help man.
It would help him.
Too late, unfortunately.
Yeah. He had to quit.
Oh, dude, it would have been great to see. He would be like, I mean, I'm not no producer, I guess, of a television show, clearly, but I think he would be like one of the most talked about reality show characters in the longest time. Like, I mean, he had the potential of being like a Johnny Fairplay. You know what I mean? Like, just everybody's going to hate this guy. And it was just so cool because I know him. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? I was like, oh my God, my wife was laughing. She's just like, because her friend is using him as a trainer, oddly enough.
Wow.
Which is crazy. So my wife already kind of knows a little bit, but like, you know, in all fairness to him, my wife's friend has nothing but great things to say about him. Super nice, super attentive, very helpful, awesome trainer.
But he knew what he was doing going into this.
But I, like, and my time of playing hockey with him, I could see the cockiness.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's a bad guy, but you could see the cockiness, and he put it on. He jacked it up to 11.
Yeah, extra thick.
Nick's just cracking up over that.
I love that, dude.
I'm not kidding you. Like, he has a video out there of him jumping his car, right? While he's rapping a song about Tacoma. One time at drop-in, we were all like, dude, you should jump over our buddy Shazi's car. Shazi had like an SUV kind of like, or a pickup truck or something like that. We're joking. Like, come on, try it. Well, anyways, skate ends. He leaves. We're all drinking beers, just bull crapping in the locker room. We look outside the window. He's next to Shazi's vehicle, seeing if he can do it. Like
he's sizing it up, practicing.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
When we're all gathered around the window now, look, check it out. Hollywood's actually trying to figure out if he can do it.
Hollywood.
And he never did it, but that would have been awesome.
That's just great that you got to witness him trying it out. Like, it's just the... That's funny, man.
I was so excited. Like, I was like, this show is going to become my all-time favorite show. And then he got eliminated, and I was like, fart. I was really bummed about that. I feel like the producers were bummed, too. They probably were hoping that he could hold on.
Totally.
Don't get me wrong. I think all of America that were watching this show were probably cheering when he let go, because it was like this older woman holding on for dear life. You could just see like the exhilaration, like, you know, it's like, oh, I beat this jackass that's been taunting me this whole time. Like, even when he got picked to be in the finals, he went up to the, like, there was one guy who was like a cop, was a part of like the cops that were dealing with the Boston Marathon shootings.
Oh, jeez.
Right? He goes up to him and goes, let's do this, and pushes the guy.
What the heck?
Wow.
And the guy, the cop guy, was like, I wanted to crush him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, one of the chicks is the chick that like got, like, made the news for quote unquote body shaming, because she was talking about how she was a mom of X amount of people, X amount of kids. And her body is still great. There's no excuse. Remember the no excuses meme that was going around? Her and him got into it for a minute.
Oh, jeez.
It's a great show. Watch the first episode. I hope that future episodes are just as good. But the first episode was awesome. And it's on Fox.
What's it called again? I'm sorry.
American Grit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Check it out. All right. Let's do our voicemails, our emails, and our text messages.
D-Mix.
All right, you can leave us a voicemail or a text message, 253-271-4787. That's 253-271-4787. Or email us at themigscast@gmail.com. Top Shelf.
Yes.
What would you like us to do?
Voicemails.
Voicemails. I think we have a couple, maybe four.
How many complaints today?
Yes, let's see what the vent line says today.
Okay, so this is the vent line, right? How the hell can you go to Burger King and order a burger and then be told, oh no, we only have chicken? You only have chicken? Order to try the hot dog. Oh no, you can't have the hot dog. You only have chicken products. Seriously? 4:30? It's almost dinner time. You only have chicken? What the hell? Ooh. Anyway, bye.
That sounds like a manager who forgot to make his orders.
Yeah, and is fired.
Yeah.
Or I get something happened to the meat.
Oh, yeah. Maybe there was a catastrophic meat event.
I do like their chicken tenders, though. I mean, I would definitely make the transition right to the chicken tenders.
No, you wouldn't. You'd get the chicken fries.
And the chicken fries.
See, I've never been a real big fan of the chicken fries, but I love the chicken sandwich, the long chicken sandwich.
Which is just a bunch of chicken tenders put on a bread.
No, it's one big long piece that goes under their hoagie roll.
Oh, well, they used to do also a chicken sandwich where they had the chicken tenders.
Yeah, yeah.
Delicious.
No, these are just like the longer one.
Not for nothing. I tried those chicken fries, the jalapeno ones, for the first time last week.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I wanted to go back for another.
I get the buffalo. See, there are options, even if they don't have the meat. Although, dude, I would probably have a meltdown too if that was like.
Yeah.
When you've got your heart set on something, and if you want a Burger King burger, you want it specifically because it's a Burger King burger.
The Whopper.
I feel. Yeah, yes. Like the flame broiled, you get all that stuff. And if they're saying no and you're being denied,
right?
It's like going to Dairy Queen and not being able to get a Blizzard when you've got your heart set on it.
Or
and
a waffle cone.
And if you're if you're locked into the drive-thru at that point,
you're
like
stuck.
If there's someone behind you, you're heated now.
Yeah, because what are you going to do at that point? You have to
call 911
through all the way.
You clearly call 911.
Multiple times until they recognize
right, until they
dilemma.
Arrest that person that screwed up the meat issue.
Right.
It's no longer the Burger King.
Right. This is the Chicken King.
Who has Game of Thrones. We're going to ruin
Chicken Queen.
This.
That's what we should start our own restaurant
Chicken
called.
Queen.
Queen. Hangs out with the Burger King.
Sure.
With the hot dog prince.
Hot dog
know.
Prince?
I don't know what's
prince
going
on. Hot dog?
But yeah, that's...
I wonder if the fish sandwich was available.
Fish sandwich.
Have you guys seen the new deal? I might be quoting it wrong, so don't go and
here
expect
we go.
To get this. But
uh-oh.
I think it's like 5 items for $4 from Burger King. It's like you get the burger.
I thought I heard about that, yeah.
French fries, the drink... chicken tenders, and I think a cookie.
That's
ooh.
Correct.
How funny
is
that? All I thought was, next time I play hockey, there is a Burger King nearby.
Nice. See, I've
just being cost effective.
I've done the KFC $5 fill up.
Yep.
And that was good.
Get a cookie in that one too.
Yeah, it helps, man.
If my wife gives me
a cookie, makes it great. I'll be like, listen, you want that new car when I finish my car payments, which is just like a month away. How exciting is that?
Doesn't that feel great?
No, because then I'm gonna have to get my wife a car.
Oh,
and
okay.
She's got expensive taste. She wants like something fancy, like a Lexus or a Mercedes. Rev.
Those are stripper names. Just tell her that. Just tell her that. Maybe it'll put her off of it.
I mean, that's crazy because on Saturday night I got myself a Lexus and a Mercedes too.
Maybe not that way.
Get her like a '91 Lexus and say what? It's a Lexus.
Hey, yeah,
no, it has to be brand new.
Michelle had like a '97 Mercedes. It ran good for a little while.
Right?
And
you had a BMW.
I did have a BMW until the drivetrain chain went through it and. Shredded the
it's
thing.
It's so funny because
Nazis.
Like
right.
I told her, I'm like, look, if this is like she's, this is important. Like she wants a new car. She's had a '97 Honda Accord forever.
I get that. Yeah.
So she wants something brand new. It's like her first new car, and I get it. So it's like, you know what? We can take our time. We'll save. As soon as I get done with my payments, we can afford to put some money aside. But I'm like, right now, you could get yourself a brand new. Insert any car other than the luxury ones.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's just like, no.
You can go get a Chevy Cavalier.
Yeah, anything, man.
You get a Toyota and put the Lexus lights on.
It is a Toyota.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Or go buy all the stuff for it and just like
put the decals.
Yeah, because that always works.
I think
the old Eddie Murphy bit with the McDonald's. He's like, Mom, I'll make you a hamburger.
That's right. I think Domi did that with like a Kia. Like whatever the car is that made from the same people that make Kias.
Oh, okay.
He bought like from some.
I was just expecting like a Mercedes with or a Kia with like a Mercedes.
He removed
symbol.
All the Kia symbols and put on whatever symbol it was.
Nice.
People would like pull up next to him and go, "Where? I never seen that kind." He goes, "Oh, it's from
custom.
Japan.
Yeah. Custom. It's a hybrid.
Yeah, it's limited edition. You can't afford it.
Yeah, it's a hybrid, as in two different car models.
Right. That's so awesome. That's so awesome. All right, let's check out our next voicemail.
Hey, Topic!
Hey!
What's going on, fellas? It's the Jester.
Huh.
Just thought I'd call in and say hello to everybody, and that includes you, Pumpkin Butch.
Hey.
looking forward to hopefully getting to another Rainiers game. Just talking about it with the future Mrs. Jester yesterday, and after coming into work on this lovely Saturday morning, pulling into the parking lot at 2 a.m., it's the only thing that I've been able to think about without trying to not fall asleep. But that R yard was absolutely amazing.
It was.
Hopefully this time, if we end up going again, we'll be able to spend some more time in there. And see if we won't get kicked into the bowels of the bullpen.
I think that was more fun, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should definitely hit one of those up now it's starting to get a little bit nicer outside.
And, agreed.
Oh, if you keep batting like this, maybe we'll see Kyle Seager there. So, you guys enjoy your day and buy it some deals.
See, I don't think it was though Caesar's fault more so than Guido's fault. I think he was the drunker of the two. of the three amigos.
That was awesome.
That was a fun time.
That was. It was a lot of fun.
I like the downstairs. I like being sent to the basement.
It was kind of neat. We had our own section where we could be a little rowdy.
We got to heckle the outfielder. Well, Guido did.
Yeah.
And he heckled him back, or at least the other outfielder did.
Which is even better.
Which was awesome. Yeah, I would love to. We should look at some dates. I'll hit up my buddy over at the Rainiers and try and get something going again. That would be a lot of fun.
I'm down.
Yeah, now that you're going to be a Tacoma guy.
Hell yeah.
It's an easy commute for you.
Yeah.
Plus, they do it good there at the Rainiers. I really enjoyed. I love that ballpark. I think it's such a cool minor league ballpark.
I remember going when it was still the Tacoma Tigers way back in the day, and it was just...
Is that when Canseco played for them?
Yep. Canseco and
McGuire
did do it.
Polonia.
Because they were the Oakland A's farm team.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was just kind of a low-rent digs, you know, what a minor league stadium you would imagine looked like. And now it's just, it's tip-top.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool. So that would be a lot of fun. Let's check out our next voicemail.
So I've got this problem. I know it sounds like it's not a huge deal, but I heard that Apple's next earbuds are going to be wireless, and I am so
nice.
Glad. You have no idea. I swear, if I have to untangle this cord one more time, I'm going to take a pair of scissors to it or burn it or something. I can't deal with it anymore.
That's one of those things that drives me nuts when you just put your headphones in your pocket and then somehow you're like, I don't know. I spend a little bit of time trying to like curl them and like, you know, wrap them around so they don't. And then they just come out of a complete and total mess.
Yeah.
I hate them.
I keep a set of hand, like the iPhone headset in my glove compartment. But after everything gets shuffled around, if I get a phone call, I try and grab it. But it's like by the time I get it untangled, the call's gone. It's like, oh, well, I guess I'll call them when I get home because I'm not going to start unraveling it while I'm driving.
No, why not?
But wireless iPhone earbuds? I'm in.
Something else to drain your battery?
Yeah, I just have a worry something that it's going to kill battery or charge or
your wallet.
Yeah.
You think they're not going to charge the same amount as they always have.
Oh, goodness, no.
Yeah. No, it went from $800 to $1,000.
Right.
I don't know.
But you get a free set of wireless earbuds.
Sure.
Free.
That I don't need.
With a purchase of this $1,000 iPhone.
And earbuds are tiny. Like, you're just going to, you're going to get them and then immediately lose one.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to be stuck with one earbud and then just nothing else. Drives me nuts.
I just got distracted by a tweet. I was just trying to see if Waka Flocka Flame is
he never responded to me.
He hasn't responded yet.
No, he's probably still stoned.
Yeah, Scuba Steve just sent a message. I don't mean it's crushed dreams, but it's about the Megacast. And says, please tell me that it wasn't me that said that about hanging with you to Jay. Ha ha.
Huh.
I forgot what I talked about on the Megacast last week.
Somebody sounds like someone was trying to hone in on being your buddy or something.
I don't know. Are you talking about the J Mac? Scuba Steve, I have no idea what you're talking about. Sorry. I appreciate you listening. It was last week.
It was you, Steve.
It was. It was your fault, man. I'm glad you brought it up. I'm glad you're recognizing it. Because you know what? It's about time we talk to you about this, Scuba Steve.
Right.
Stop just making those assumptions about me hanging with Jay. You jerk.
Yeah.
Done with this.
Yeah.
You, all of you Kings fans.
Oh, throwing it down there then. That's a gauntlet, man.
Yeah, I made the mistake of saying I've now decided to put my allegiance towards the Washington Capitals for the playoffs in honor of the Ted Smith and AJ Francis from the Seahawks, who's now my new wrestling buddy. So I was like, I'll show support for them. All the other hockey fans that are friends with me are like,
lost their mind.
One person's like, why aren't you going to be a Red Wings fan? Show support with them. And I'm like, I'll never root for the Red Wings. And he goes, that hurts, man. I'm like, I'm just kidding.
That hurts, man.
And then, of course, I got all the Kings contingent from MCTP, from the podcast, Matt Coke, Guido, Scuba Steve. They're all like, come with the Kings. And so, of course, I send a picture. I'm like, go Sharks. Sharks because they're playing the Sharks. No reason other than the fact I'm still bitter that the Kings beat the Devils in the finals a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Never going to let that go. I'll never forget.
Never.
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 Ever. All right, next voicemail.
I cannot stand people who just have to interrupt you while you're speaking just to correct your grammar. It's just so annoying. Yeah. And even worse is people online on Facebook. It's like I have this point I'm trying to make, and you just avoid the whole, you're just ignoring the whole point of it all just to correct my grammar if I spelled something wrong or if I used the wrong word. It's like, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Just get over yourself, and you're just like some kind of grammar Nazi. It's so annoying.
How dare we want to use that education we spent all those hours learning?
I see where he's coming from.
No, I do too.
I do when it's like uber nitpicky, but if it looks like you just put your face onto the keyboard and rolled around to get your point across, then I've got issues. Like, I think it was even you, Steve, you're talking about how Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, is crazy on the Twitter.
Yeah.
And I tried to follow her.
It's hard to read what she's saying.
It's just, it's not decipherable. It's incomprehensible.
It's like playing classic concentration because she uses symbols.
Yeah, I don't have time for that. I gave like up. It. I just couldn't handle it.
Get stoned and go to her Twitter page. I bet that would be fun on a 420.
Get on her level.
Oh, no, but you're gosh.
Right. Dude, I mean, there are times where I'm reading her thing and I'm like, well, I don't understand. What does this mean? Like,
yeah.
But I was guilty of that back in the day. Like, when I first, back in the day when you first got
back
an email
in the day.
Here at work, when I worked at the end, and, you know, all of a sudden listeners would email. And it was like, sometimes people would send mean emails. And my response was always, if they spelled something wrong or bad grammar, I'd be like, hey, you know, your insults would mean a lot more if you knew how to spell. and then as time goes by, I look back on it, I'm like, that was just stupid. Like, that was just a way to deflect whatever they're saying.
Right.
And, you know what I mean? It's like, it's an easy out. And then once I started thinking about it that way, I'm like, you know, I didn't even want to address whatever they were talking about. They could have brought up a valid point, but I just wanted to make them feel small.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's really dicky of me.
And that's, I think you just broke it down right there. It's just a way to, you know, quote unquote, win an argument and feel better about yourself.
Now I don't even pay attention to that. Like, whenever I see somebody, like, you know, if, like, Vicky posts something on Facebook for a station and she has like a spelling error, of course, you got that one idiot that's got a your with the apostrophe and then the asterisk next. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's just like, we get it, man.
I can't figure that one out.
Yeah, it's the your, or the there. Yep. Like, those ones right there.
Where, were.
Yeah.
You get that a lot.
I don't know where I was that day, but I just...
There was only one day.
Where were you?
I don't know.
Which was which?
What were you wearing?
I missed a couple of days, and I still don't know long division, so, I mean, I understand your pain.
Right.
Fractions, too.
Fractions aren't hard.
I swear, I don't know how to do long division. I somehow stopped paying attention in math.
Really?
Yeah. No idea how.
I'm jealous of these younger generations, man. They don't have to worry about long division. They're
given
a calculator.
Are you sure?
You still got to go through the processes, I think.
Steven, we had calculators when we were kids, too.
That's something that blows my mind, though, is that, like, I guess it's just I have an affinity towards numbers a little bit, but, like, the times tables, mm-hmm. I can figure out most of those by, you know, at least to the 12 by 12 sort of stuff.
Say, what's 13 times 13?
No idea. At that point, I'm done. Like, I got 12 by 12 is about as far as you can get. But, like,
160.
130 plus 39.
Oh, good call, yeah.
169.
There you go.
But
everything leads to 69.
Michelle can't figure out, like, I was like, oh, this is what you do for the times tables. Don't you have those memorized? She's like, no. And I'm like, that's so weird. Like, I don't get that. Like, I just know those things. So it's just one of those.
Yeah. That's everyone that listens. Let's make it a point not to correct people because of their grammar. It doesn't help. No one's going to be like, you know, I was doing it wrong all these years until I put a tweet out there and someone corrected my your.
Yeah.
Like,
focus on the other things they're doing wrong.
Yeah.
Like their stupid opinions.
That's right. Argue with that.
Yeah.
No need to argue about grammar. They know that their grammar's bad. Poppy will be the first to admit he doesn't know that stuff.
Oh, I'm the worst.
Do you need to tell him every time?
The red squiggly lines whenever he does something is the great barometer to get you through the stuff. Like, it's just like, here you go. Here's the pathway.
Yep.
It's like, okay. autocorrect, fix that one, fix that one, yeah. fix that one.
Do I want this one or do I want the second one? I don't know which one, which word I was trying to use.
The worst is when you know, you like the second you send it out there, you realize that you did it wrong.
Yep. Yeah.
Like I've done that in emails where I'm like, I'm telling somebody, I'm like, yeah, you know, like let's just say our show can be heard in Seattle. And I'm like, I'm trying to like write a professional letter to like a publicist. And then I look back on what I sent and it says A-R-E. Our show instead of O U R.
You're like, no.
I'm like, well, chalk that one up to not booking that guest.
They're never going to respond to us.
Right. And it's like, at that point, do you write them back and be like, look, I know how to spell our.
Right.
I don't know why I did that. I probably did the voice text thing.
Autocorrect. You know, just blame autocorrect.
It's my New York accent, man. Our. 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 I'm a pirate.
It's O U R, right?
Yes. Yeah, yes. Our, that's yes, the cool. proper way to spell it is our.
Would you come on to our show?
Let's check out our next voicemail.
You want to have another one?
All right, then let's check out our next segment.
Oh, yeah. It got serious.
It did.
Steve is the master, we're the ghetto blaster. He's gonna rhyme because he's fresh. He does it all the time. So we sit and we crave for what you all gave. With your words and with your voice that you all send by your choice. And sometimes I rap with what don't fit. And it's time for messages. So let's knock it out or lickety split, dogs. What Steve up? Migs messages, fresh from the hood.
Yep, yep.
Better or worse than the Tacoma rap?
Better. Only because it's about me.
Right.
I just got an email. It's looking very likely. Let's just put it in your calendars for right now. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, and I'm sure we'll talk about it more. But July 24th, you might want to keep that Sunday evening free because it's going to be the roast of Steve Migs at the parlor.
Snap!
That's terrifying.
That'll be great.
Yeah. That will be interesting.
Yes. Absolutely.
No idea who's roasting me just yet. It's some rumors.
You got some people from your past.
I know.
That I would love to see up there. Just any of the band people around here.
Well, I know for sure Ted is going to do it.
Oh, yeah, because he's your partner in crime at this point, man.
See me at my worst and see me at my best. And I'm sure he'll focus on my worst.
Will your wife be there?
Partially.
This is going to be some blue comedy, yeah. Man. This ain't her bag at all.
I feel like she'll want to be there to support, but the fact that it's on a Sunday night, she might not go because it gets into her routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Friday and Saturday nights are the only times we could do something at night. Because she's just a slave to her routine. She doesn't like not getting enough sleep for her work.
Totally.
So that might work to my advantage because I don't know if she wants to hear some of these stories. I could be
Man,
wrong.
Man, when I did the roast of the PLP, there was like first off, he was hammered. So when he got up on stage, it was okay. But he did not want to hear some of the stories I talked about him with.
Right.
And that was the best part. Like, that's hands down the best part.
Wow. Yeah. I know. I'm not looking forward to being a roaster. But I'm looking forward to being roasted.
It's hard to be playfully mean.
I'm terrible at it. I remember when we had like the podcast wanting to get into a radio or a podcast war with us, like, and I shut it down.
You're like, no.
And it was like, not because I don't like them and don't want to help give them exposure, because that's the whole point of doing those things, I guess. I'm just not when it comes to like making fun of people, I tend to like go for the jugular. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to, but like that's the first thing I think about is like, okay, how can I get them? Because if we're going to get mean, let's get mean. So that's why I opt not to be mean to about anybody, because I don't want to hurt their feelings.
And once you get, and like someone for you, you're the final say.
Right.
You're the last person, and
I'm
you
the
get
mic dropper.
And you get to basically lay diss tracks for everybody who's gone before you, but also just people out in the crowd too.
Oh,
if you know someone's going to be there, you have some stuff on the side ready for them as well.
Just roast my wife.
Yeah, but he's putting asterisks next to the names that give it to him really hard, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're like, definitely, I'm going to do this one.
We're going to give you a receipt.
The funniest one that I saw at that was one dude pulled out a PowerPoint presentation, which was hilarious, roasting every single person with slides and everything.
Wow.
It was amazing.
That takes effort. That will
not
be me.
It was a lot of effort.
Yeah, that won't happen. I don't foresee anybody doing that at mine. But, you know, there'll be some good local comics. My bud Aaron Kirby, I believe he's going to be involved in it. Very funny guy.
Cool.
Huge wrestling fan as well. So I can only imagine what kind of road he's going to go down. He's already tweeted at me saying, you're done.
Mm-hmm. You need to Ric Flair it, man. You need to come out the robe.
Oh, like a couple hot chicks.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe the wife should stay home?
No, she should see this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Check me out. I'm bedazzled with chicks.
You don't want to come out with the boys?
Yes. can you help me get a couple of Filipino boys that have muscles?
Hey, you are Filipino. I mean, I
don't
know
any.
You know what?
Them.
They don't have that muscles. Because it'd be even funnier if they had a lot of body fat on them.
Okay.
I know one guy.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be down for it, though.
Who's that?
My buddy Ed.
Oh, Ed.
Ed.
You don't think Ed would be willing to feather fan me and wear no shirt?
He maybe.
All right, well, we'll figure this out. Come out to Dalton Castle theme. It'll only be funny for the five wrestling fans, hardcore wrestling fans that are at the show. Everyone else will be like, what the hell is Steve doing? And I'll be giving a lot of ammunition to all the roasters.
Yeah, right.
But this will be fun. Keep that date free. I don't know if it's actually going to be that date. I just got an email saying, hey, is that date work for you? So I'm going to say yes. But at least people know to kind of keep it in their calendar.
It's a Sunday. My wife can't come. It's perfect.
Perfect.
July 24th? Yes.
Can you make it even later than 6 p.m.? Make it at midnight, see?
Oh, geez.
She'll never be there.
In Bellingham.
Yes.
Wow.
Let's do Nick. What do you want us to do? Let's do Nick.
Don't screw this up.
Yeah, I know. Let's go texts.
Texts. All right, we got a couple text messages.
I was like, which one did we do already? I think we've only done one.
Yeah. First up says, just want to say your positive cast and messages is the one thing that keeps me alive. Life sucks. Don't try and figure out who this is. I don't want a pity party. Just know I love you guys and you keep me going in life. I hope others feel the same, trying to stay positive. Well, I'm glad that we can help cheer you up, man, and hopefully life stops sucking.
Yes.
I mean, that's a bummer to hear.
I know, and I laughed earlier because I thought it was sarcasm, but...
No, I mean, I didn't realize... Yeah, obviously, you know, Nick thinks your life sucks and deservingly so. I'm kidding, of course. Jeez. Sure, whoever's the one who texted this.
See, this is why Steve is terrible at roasts. Right here.
Right, see what happened?
No, I was kidding.
I'm not kidding. Your life sucks, man.
No, I do the exact same thing with my friends that are like becoming better friends, where they're I'm starting to take away those lines of like the boundary lines. Like, all right, I'm going to just step over here and I'm going to
flip them some
rail
ass.
Into them. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they don't talk to me for 3 weeks.
And you wonder why.
Like, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. Is everything okay? I know
Dude,
I said
last
something.
Last time you were a jerk to me. God.
So I think we all just, before, you know, like you just anticipate that someone's sharing something it's jovial. You know,
right.
Sometimes I should have warned you guys. Like, this is a serious text. Like it was like when I was in that elevator with that chick in the Rascal at WrestleMania, and she slams into the wall and
it's
goes, "Oops!"
Funny.
And she said it in like a comedic way, so I laughed.
Yeah,
it's not funny. I'm like, "Well, crap! Warn me then. Say I'm about to slam into this elevator door because I'm angry, and this is not a funny moment.
Bam! This is not a joke.
Oops." That would have been better.
Oops.
Next text. And in all seriousness, I'm glad that our podcast can help cheer you up. And everyone who's ever sent emails about that, that was never an intention. Like, we never thought going into this that we're going to help make people's days better. But it's a freaking awesome end result of what we've been doing.
Usually it just makes us feel better.
Yeah.
Because we get to vent and stuff.
Say stupid stuff to each other. And
right.
Not have to worry about, like, you know, answering to anybody and... Because nobody's listening to this in this building.
That's right.
So that's nice.
Thank God.
Next text. What's up with Earl Thomas and his King's Crown? LOL. Do you guys see this?
No.
Toppy, do you know? No. You know about it? No. So Earl got married, right?
Okay. Congratulations to Earl Thomas.
You will love this. Let me see if I have a picture of it. Yep. His marriage getup. He wore a king's crown.
Hell yeah. King has spoken.
With a cape. You got it?
Whoa, dude.
Oh, dude, that is sweet.
Oh, my God.
That's like a princess.
That's almost a princess tiara right there
dude,
at that point.
It's next level. Like, so he marries his high school sweetheart, who clearly must have... be very okay with the fact that she is not the star of the wedding.
Dude, looking at that setup, she is still the star, man. That's like the best dream wedding you could possibly have.
Oh, I know. Whoa. It's ridiculous, man.
There are
but
so many glitches.
He had a king's crown on and a cape and I think even like one of those little scepter cane things.
Yeah. Those are scepters. Yeah, you're good there.
That's next level, man.
Yeah, like, that's ballin'.
Man. Right? That, well,
he's
I'll
got
have
his
a top
phone
hat.
In his hand when he's walking down.
Yeah, sure he does.
Are you going to do
top,
that?
No, I have a top hat. That's
I just
pretty
love,
cool.
So he decked down a cape and a crown. He shares his photos on Instagram. And one of the photos, all it says is a picture of it. And then it says, hashtag king.
I thought you maybe like he just, like took like King Felix's crown or something. No, that's
a legit crown, man.
And that thing looks like it's not... like a party favor or like a costume shop one.
That didn't
one
get that looks at like Spirit Costumes.
That one looks like the gems are all legit.
He definitely put some of his football salary into that bad boy.
Oh, hell yeah.
What's going on with all these Seahawks getting married, getting proposed? I mean, you got Russell Wilson, Doug Baldwin, KJ Wright.
They're no longer young anymore. They're getting older, want to establish themselves in society.
I would imagine Richard Sherman, high profile children.
He's probably going to get married soon enough, and AKA Waka Flocka Flame, as long as he stays away from his edibles. Oh, man, that's crazy. All right, next. Oh, that's all of our text messages.
It's the Mixcast! Screw you, Brock Lesnar.
It's the Mixcast! Rev, what would you like us to do?
There's like a bark in the middle of the end of that one. Let's go with emails.
Emails. All right, we got a couple. So I was talking with the Rev on Twitter about his wedding this weekend. Since I, too, am getting married down there this weekend, I was curious if any of the rest of you guys are going down so I know whether or not to keep an eye out for you.
No, y'all hate me.
Or just, yeah, that's exactly. You hate us getting married outside of Washington.
That is true.
You jerk. He says, should I just look for a bearded man in a steampunk outfit?
Yeah.
I told him if I see him, I'd buy him a congratulatory drink, but I'll buy any of you a drink if I see you. See, Rev, we didn't have to get married this drink.
Right.
He says, thanks for always doing a great podcast. Hashtag JPM. Hashtag go donkeys. Laundry guy, Tony. So, yeah, Rev's the only one. Although Uncle Chris, you know, guy from Geek Nation, he also works on our show Behind the Scenes, he'll be there.
And Vicky will be down there as well.
Oh, right on.
Yep. She's going after the show on Friday and heading out there and partying. But, yeah, it's going to be, we did it outside of the state so we could invite as many people. And then.
Good move.
And then you could be like, well, I know a lot of people aren't going to be able to make it because of the financial restrictions. Yep. And then we got the list down to about 40 or so people, and injuries withstanding, most people will make it.
Injuries withstanding, what does that mean?
His best man's not showing up?
No. Oh. A family member of Michelle's, who was really, really, really stoked to go to this, had a costume all set up and already, had to cancel at the last minute because he decided to try to undo a clog in a lawnmower while it was running.
Oh my God.
A couple fingertips off.
No.
He cut his fingers off?
Not fingers. We don't know how much yet, but it sounds fingertips.
Turn the dang thing off.
Right?
Why did he think that was a good
These
idea?
These are all questions that I ask.
You know what? It's probably for the best that guy doesn't go anywhere near large machines, like planes.
But yeah,
he might walk into the propeller.
Yeah, it was. I just looked at her. She didn't know. And I think at this point, he's okay. But they were going to road trip down because they wanted to do some other stuff as well. And, well, that's not working out. But we're still going to have about 40 or so people to the wedding.
And one person with only 8 fingers.
And you won't be back next Tuesday, right?
No.
So you'll
I'll be back on Wednesday.
The next cast.
Yeah. Wow.
Wait a.
So the next time we see him,
he'll be married.
He'll be a married man.
And I'll have my sweet ring, and we'll have all the cool pictures. I'm actually pretty stoked for my ring.
What kind of ring are you getting?
Starts with a C, right?
Yeah.
No. It took me a second there.
And he puts it on his 11th finger.
No. It's
made of you think anyone's ever done that at a wedding, like a kinky wedding, like a swingers like thing?
Absolutely.
Where the ring was put on there.
I can't wait to go to that wedding.
And then he would use that ring to put it on her. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Why didn't you do that for your destination
wedding? Now you will be knighted.
Yeah.
This is what married couples do. Funny.
Yeah, sure. We got one more email. And this one says, did Kevin Owens say headlock master baby or I love masturbating? And that's from John.
What?
Either one works.
I saw some people on Twitter actually talk. In fact, actually, I saw one of the dudes from the Cheap Heat podcast, Greg the Virgin, is an awesome dude on that podcast. We got to meet him when we were in Dallas, and he was tweeting about it yesterday. And I didn't see the episode, so I just saw this email as well this morning. So I went and twisted my arm. I had to watch Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens. That sucked. That was an awful match, and I'm being sarcastic, of course. but there's a moment where Kevin Owens I'm loving his character in wrestling because he's just nonstop talking. Even when he's wrestling, he's just constantly talking about how, and in real life, on Twitter, anyone who gives him a hard time, he's like, Rev, you'll love him because he just gives people a hard time back. Like one person says, what does it take to be a good father? Someone tweeted at him. He goes, having a kid and being married. And that was it.
Just it.
And then like another person said something, like he'll block people even if they're not like adding him. Like if they just mention him and he does like, he'll do like a search on his name.
Oh, wow.
And he'll like make fun of a person's like profile picture and then block them.
That's
like,
great.
He's just having fun with Twitter, like being a heel on Twitter as well, which is perfect that's for his part character.
Of it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But also, I would imagine, in a roundabout way, he enjoys doing it just as a human being, because it's fun to just be a dick back to people who are being dicks to you.
When you get to be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, his new thing is, like, whenever he's putting someone in a headlock, he goes, I'm the headlock master, baby.
Oh.
But... So I want you to hear the clip. I grabbed the clip. I want you to... Now, do you think he's saying headlock master baby, or do you think he's saying I love masturbating?
Headlock master, baby.
When you said
I
it...
I heard it.
Yeah. You prefaced it, and so you primed us. So
it kind of makes it feel, yeah.
I was listening for headlock master, baby.
He needs to start saying that. I love masturbating.
That might get him in a little bit of trouble there.
Yeah. It's like one time... I don't know if I should... Oh, share this story.
Oh, here we go.
So many, many years ago when I worked on Andy Savage's show, we had John Curley on, back when John Curley was the host of Evening Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
And he became a kind of like a friend of the show, have him on from time to time. Nice guy. And so we have him on, and he was doing a piece, and I don't know why, but we got into this thing where we're trying to convince him at the end of the show to say crack whore. And I don't know if it was a bet. I can't remember the full backstory, but there was somehow, some way, we're like, you need to incorporate the words crack whore at the end of Evening Magazine. So we watch Evening Magazine, and he's talking about something. He's like, and this, and then that. And if you're just a fan of eating crack whores. And I was like, we're watching it, and he said crack whore. But like, if you're not expecting it, it sounded like he said crackers. Oh, man, that was so awesome. Kevin Owens needs to figure out a way to slide that in.
I love masturbating.
Yeah, I mean, I heard I love masturbating.
Let's hear it again.
He was masturbating!
See that?
Yeah, it totally sounded like that wasn't him.
Because I was just like,
it sounded like he was masturbating.
It just sounded like it right there. It sounded legit. I was like, wait, that... Did I hear it wrong the first time?
Now that I'm removed from it, did I hear it wrong?
He was masturbating!
That's awesome.
Totally tricked me, though.
No, top of you, jerk.
Top of you, jerk.
I totally thought, I was like, whoa. Misheard that.
Sorry.
I love how we have that in the system.
That was awesome. All right, so now, hey, Rev, big farewell, man.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Get married. Make love.
Yeah, in Vegas.
Send us a voicemail after you consummate your marriage.
On top of the Eiffel Tower.
All right, yeah, I got the old Mixcast and the line right on my phone.
Give us an update.
Yeah, we will.
Can you just... you're doing your vows?
Oh, as the vows? I bet I can.
Yeah.
I bet I can.
Figure it out. Do some fun
we'll
stuff.
Figure it
Leave
out.
Leave us some messages.
Yeah.
We want updates.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Get drunk. Love.
We're going to have the bachelor party in Vegas, so there'll be some updates from that.
Strip clubs?
There will at least be one strip club.
Which one?
I don't know. I'm not in charge of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, figure it out, but I want to go to a strip club.
Are you going to plan on being a headlock master baby?
No, because I'll have a wife.
Good point.
We don't have to worry about that as much.
Well, Rev, much love to you and the
Still
other Michelle.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your future wedding. And thank you for listening. And we'll be back next week. So, from all of us, stay positive.
I masturbate a lot.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.